Back now with Day to Day. We've talked a lot over the last several weeks about the writer's strike affecting TV and film, but another strike is also on. It's affecting the theater, and Broadway is nearly shut down. 27 Broadway shows are dark now because of the stagehand strike. One of them, the stage version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, seemed to get a reprieve, but it's a sad story, as Jeff London reports.
Sunday night, Local One, the stagehands union, announced it would lift the picket lines at The Grinch, a limited-run holiday musical. The show is produced by James Sanna. He's not a member of the Producers League, which is engaged in a bitter contract dispute with the stagehands. But as Sanna made plans to reopen, he was informed by his landlord, Jujamson Theaters, which is a member of the league, that his show would be locked out until the strike ended.
This is unbelievable that this show is not going to happen because of this larger dispute. So what we are going to do is go to court and try to get our show open.
Patrick Page plays the Grinch. He says the show's short shelf life makes it a unique situation.
It is a holiday show. It is for kids. And we can't come back in January or February or March. We've got these 6 weeks to do our show, and that's it.
Caught in the crossfire are two dozen children, many making their Broadway debuts.
I'm Athena Ripka. I play Cindy Lou Who. I got to do previews, but I didn't actually get to open up the show. Well, I don't really know what's going on, but I just really wanted to open back up so we can all go back on stage and have fun.
Producer Sanna plans to file an injunction today in hope that by Thanksgiving she can do just that. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.